Look Out of Your Graves Upon the World by Joseph Alleyne, 1634 to 1668. Joseph Alleyne was a Presbyterian pastor and therefore a nonconformist. He was deprived of his congregation upon the Act of Uniformity in 1662. Despite this and the passage of the 5 Mile Act, he became an itinerant preacher. This led to repeated imprisonments. What follows is an example of one of his prison letters. It is a letter written to his friends at Taunton while he was imprisoned at Ulchester, dated June 21st, 1663. To my most dearly beloved friends, the chosen of God in Taunton, grace and peace. Most endeared Christians, my heart is with you, though I am absent from you as to my bodily presence. And therefore, as I have often already, so now I am writing to you to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, and to call upon you for your steadfast continuance in and vigorous pursuit of the ways of God. Dear friends and fellow soldiers under Christ, the captain of our salvation, consider your calling and station, and prove yourselves to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, men of resolution and courage. Do not be discouraged by any difficulties that you may encounter in the warfare that is at hand. In human affairs, I would have you to be men of peace, as you already are. I would have you armed, not for resisting, God forbid it, but for suffering only, even as the apostle hints, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. You should resist sin, striving against it even to the uttermost. And here you must give no quarter, for if you spare but one agog, that's 1 Samuel 15, the life of your souls must go for the life of your sins. You must take, or you must make, no peace, for God will not smile upon the soul which smiles upon sin, nor will he have any peace with the man that is at peace with his enemy. Other enemies you must forgive, love, and pray for, which again I desire you to keep a special duty of in these troublesome times. But for these spiritual enemies, all your affections and prayers must be engaged against them. Yea, you must admit no parley, for it is dangerous to dispute with temptations. Remember what Eve lost by parleying with Satan. You must fly from temptations and put them off at the outset with an absolute denial. If you will but bear or but hear the devil's arguments and the flesh's pleas and fair pretenses, it is 100 to 1 that you will be ensnared by his sophistry. And for this present evil world, may the Lord deliver you from its snares. Surely you must watch and be sober, using your spiritual weapons with dexterity and diligence, or else this world is likely to undo and destroy you. I have often warned you not to build upon any external happiness, and that you should promise yourselves nothing but hardship here, that is here on earth in the world. Oh, continue to remember your station. Soldiers must not count upon rest and fullness, but rather hunger and hardship. Labor to discern correctly about the world. do not think of these external trappings as necessary, for only one thing is needful. You may be happy, even in the lack of all outward comforts. Do not think yourselves to be undone if you are brought to privation or poverty. Instead, consider eternity, and you will see that it is immaterial for you to be poor or rich, and that you may never have such an opportunity in all your lives for such advantages as often accompany being put to all hazards, when it seems most likely that the vessel will run upon the rocks. Set your enemies against one another, death against the world. There is no such way to get above the world as to put yourselves into the possession of death. Look often upon yourselves as the dust that you shall shortly be reduced to, and imagine that you have seen your bones tumbling out of your graves, and men handling your skulls and inquiring, "Who is this?" Tell me, of what account will the world be then? What good will it do you? Put yourselves often into your graves, looking out upon the world from that perspective, and see what judgment you have of it then. Will you not be forgotten among the dead in a short while? Your places will know you no more, and your memory will be no more among men. And what will it profit you then to have lived in fashion and repute, and to have been men of esteem? One serious walk through a graveyard can mortify a man to the world. Think about how many you tread upon, though you know them not. No doubt they had their estates, friends, trades, and businesses, and kept as much stir in the world as others do now. But alas, how are they any better for all this? Do you not know that this must be your own case very shortly? Oh, the happiness of the deceived man! How miserably is he bewitched and befooled, that he should expend himself for that which shall forever leave him. Brethren, I beseech you, do not put emphasis upon these perishing things, but labor rather to be in a state of holy indifference about them. Is it rational for a man to sell his God, his conscience, and his soul for things that he cannot be sure to keep for a week or even a day, and which, after a few more sleepings and wakings, and which he is sure to leave behind him forever? Go and talk with dying men and see what understanding they have of the world. If any should come to these men and tell them, "Here are certain preferments for you. You shall have such titles of honor and delight if you will now disown religion or subscribe to iniquity." Do you think such an offer would be embraced? Brethren, why should we not obtain this wisdom now? Why should we not be of the same state of mind which we know we shall all shortly share? Woe to those that will not be wise until it is to no purpose. Woe to those whose eyes will be opened by nothing but death and judgment. Woe to those that, though they have been warned by others and have heard the world's greatest darlings in death decry the vanity, worthlessness, and deceitfulness of the world, and have been told where and how it would leave them, yet would take no warning, only serving to be warnings for others and themselves. Ah, my beloved, beware that there are no worldly professors among you that would rather lose their part in paradise than their part in Paris. that would rather part with their consciences than with their estates, that have secret plans in their hearts to save themselves whole when it comes to the pinch, and not to be of the religion that will undo them in the world. Beware that none of you have your hearts where your feet should be, or that you love your mammon before your maker. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. It is time for you to learn to be crucified to the world. That's Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But as for me, it is time for me to remember that this is but a letter, and to contain myself within its limits. May the God of all grace establish, strengthen, and settle you in these shaking times, and raise your hearts above the fears of the world's threats, and above the ambition of its favors. My dearest love to you all, with my fervent desire of your prayers. May the Lord of hosts be with you, and the God of Jacob be your refuge. Farewell, my dear brethren. Farewell, and be strong in the Lord. For I am yours to serve you in the gospel, whether by doing or by suffering. Joseph Aline.